For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Big trouble in paradise as Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has unleashed an underground flow of magma that's causing a series of earthquakes on the Big Island. There were terrified residents as the earthquakes came one after the other. This Mountain View resident took cover under a table and prayed in fear.
Please, God. Please make it stop.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.9 quake hit on Friday. Students at Hilo High School panicked when they felt the large tremor. Experts say the biggest danger to residents is actually not the lava flow, but the poisonous gases emitted by the magma underground. Officials say there's a lot of magma, so how long the eruption will last is unclear. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
The Trump administration says it's ending the temporary protected status for some 57,000 Hondurans. The country says it will try to help, but many, like Jorge Martinez, don't want to go.
I feel sad about it because dangerous, you know, there are a lot of killers over there, problems and that, and we're just looking for a chance to be better.
A Connecticut court has thrown out the 2002 murder conviction of Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel for killing Martha Moxley. WCBS-TV's Ethan Harp.
It's been more than 40 years since Moxley was beaten to death with a golf club in the Greenwich, Connecticut neighborhood they shared. They were both teens that night before Halloween 1975. The ruling happened because of a change in the Connecticut Supreme Court. A new justice is siding with what is now the majority, who believes Skakel's old lawyer didn't work hard enough to pursue a witness who might back Skakel's alibi, that he was away from the murder scene watching TV with his brothers.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
The wife of a famous comedian who's been convicted of sexual assault has made the decision to stand by her man. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby's convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It was a solemn occasion as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at a memorial service at the American Foreign Service Association. The ceremony honored the latest two Americans who gave their lives while servicing our nation overseas. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Pompeo added the names of Michael Andrew Kerman, who was killed in South Sudan, and the name of Selena Nelson Salcedo, who was killed in Slovakia. He then spoke about his safety standards.
I always stop and ask the question, would I be comfortable placing my own family in this situation? That's the standard for evaluating how well we are doing for our people and how well we are doing in keeping them and their families safe. If the conditions aren't good enough for the Pompeo family, we will fix it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.